Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week News Podcast for the week of Friday, August 6th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about every compliance officer's favorite topic, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. As you may have already seen in Compliance Week, on July 16th, the Justice Department published another of its occasional advisory opinions about FCPA compliance. That is where companies submit various real-life scenarios that they face to the Justice Department and ask them what sort of advice the department might give about whether or not it would take an FCPA enforcement action under these scenarios that people are submitting. So in this most recent case, a nonprofit enterprise that gives out microloans in the developing world was trying to incorporate as a for-profit business. Regulators in one country essentially told that business that if it wanted a license to operate, it had to funnel some of its profits to a local charity. So this nonprofit was wondering, would that be a violation of the FCPA? Essentially, the Justice Department in its advisory opinion said no, this would not. But to walk us through the details of the opinion, we are joined by Tom Fox. He is an independent FCPA consultant and lawyer based in Houston. He also writes about and blogs about the FCPA and maintains a website at tfoxlaw.com where you can track him down. And he has been a good FCPA advisor and friend to Compliance Week as well. So, Tom, thank you for taking the time today.
Matt, it's nice to be back with you.
So, first question, I gave the rough outline of our advisory opinion here in the scenario, but walk us through the details of why this case and why the idea of compelled giving to a charity, why might that be an FCPA violation?
The issue of compelled giving is one that comes up more often than not mm-hmm. in the developing world and in other countries around the world. And from the FCPA perspective, it may appear that money is being given or directed to be given to a specific charity to obtain a benefit. Here in this opinion release, it was to allow the humanitarian organization to move to a commercial status. But in some countries, such as Venezuela, this is a specific legal requirement, which means that any company which wishes to have a contract with a governmental entity has to make a charitable donation to receive an ordinary commercial contract.
Mm-hmm. And now the Justice Department's logic to say that this would not be an FCPA violation, where did that come from? What sort of expectations or due diligence or whatnot was the Justice Department looking for?
Well, in this case, the entity, the requesting entity, which requested the opinion, mm-hmm. had done an extraordinarily thorough job of underlying due diligence, and that seemed to be one of the factors that the department looked at. There was one prior case where an FCPA violation was found for a charitable donation. It's the Sharing Plow case in Poland, and in that case, the company did not do any due diligence prior to directing the funds to be paid to the charity. Mm-hmm. In this case, the requesting entity had done three levels of due diligence. They had looked at the overall structure of several different charities which they could consider. They had looked at the public and source documentation. They had requested individual financial records from the charities, and they had done due diligence on the individual board members of each charity mm-hmm. to determine whether or not they were governmental officials and were in a position to assist the requesting organization after they became a commercial operation.
Do we know whether any of those board members actually were public officials who might wield some influence here?
We do, and indeed one of the board members for the final charity identified as the potential recipient of the grants was a governmental official. Mm-hmm. But through extensive due diligence before they signed any agreement, the requesting entity was able to determine that this governmental official would not have any say in how the funds were to be utilized. But the thing that I found significant, Matt, and perhaps most importantly, was the management of the donations going forward. Mm-hmm. There was a specific contractual program which was proposed for how the money would be spent, and then there was ongoing annual auditing of the funds to make sure that the money was spent in the way it was contracted to be spent.
Okay. So it sounds like this company, the micro-loan lending facility in question here, these guys really put their nose to the grindstone to do all of their homework.
They did. They did, and they'd done quite a bit of background due diligence. But the thing that I found, as I said, most interesting was the management of the process going forward, mm-hmm. and that was one of the things the government specifically discussed as a key component of why they gave the opinion that they did.
Were you surprised that they rendered this opinion, given the circumstances, or given the past history of the canon of FCPA compliance out there?
Well, I'm not sure I could say surprised, but it certainly was, I think, a welcome opinion because it gave such specific guidance to practitioners in the field by emphasizing the best practices of background due diligence and the key component of managing the process going forward.
Mm-hmm. That leads into my last question, which is that the problem of quote-unquote compelled giving, this is something that many global corporations face all over the world. So I am wondering whether there are any lessons from this specific case that people can take and extrapolate to their own problems out there, but best practices or lessons learned from this specific advisory opinion, what's in there that is worth taking away?
Certainly. Number one, if something smells bad or the hair stands up on the back of your neck, it is bad. And both Mark Mendelson has said this when he was with the department, and other practitioners in the field have said this. So that's obviously the first test. The second one is if you're directed to give money to one specific charity, that's a huge red flag. In the opinion release, the requesting company or MFI was allowed to choose between seven different charities, so that if you have the opportunity to choose between seven different charities, that seems to be a key component. Mm-hmm. Delineating specifically how the monetary grant or the charitable donation would be used is certainly important. And once again, to manage the process after the contract is signed, something that we have not seen in at least the area of charitable or compelled giving, mm-hmm. and that is a key component of what the department describes as best practices.
All right. Well, Tom, that's all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground and gave us a lot to think about, so thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
And again, everybody, that was Tom Fox, an independent FCPA lawyer and consultant based in Houston, talking to us about the Justice Department's latest advisory opinion on the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. You can find Tom online at tfoxlaw.com, and you can also find more coverage of this specific advisory opinion on our website at complianceweek.com. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.